Aircheckdownloads.com.
Top of the chart this week in 1965 here on Sweeney City's Classics. I'll Never Find Another You from The Seekers. And before that, Tired of Waiting from The Kinks at number two this week. And last week had been at number one. At number three, we had You've Lost That Loving Feeling from The Righteous Brothers, who had been at number one 3 weeks ago. Great music every single Sunday right through until eight with the 60s and me, Mike Sweeney. Next, three cracking number ones from 1961, 1962 and 1963.
Whoa. Remembering the music of a great decade, the 60s.
Sweeney 60s Classics with me, Mike Sweeney. Yesterday has gone from Cupid's Inspiration, made the top five in 1968. The lead singer, by the way, was a guy called Terry Rice Milton, who had a very distinctive voice. Before that, My Mind's Eye from the Small Faces. That was their fourth top ten hit of 1966. They had four in that year, and that made the top ten in the November. And the other hits that year, All or Nothing, Sha-la-la-la-lee, and the brilliant Hey Girl. And that also, by the way, was the third Marriott Lane composition to hit the charts. And before that, this week's cover version, well, it made the top 10 for Jerry Lee Lewis in 1961. The original, of course, of What I Say was from Ray Charles. Next, two excellent tracks with the Beatles double play.
With some newspapers.
Sweeney's 60s Classics.
Classics.
More. Great time music on 1548 AM, Capital Gold, London.
Sweeney 60s Classics and me, Mike Sweeney. San Francisco, brackets, wear flowers in your hair, close brackets. Made number one and deservedly so in the summer of 1967. And together with Procol Harum's A Whiter Shade of Pale and All You Need Is Love from the Beatles is the archetypal illustration of the summer of love. And speaking of the Beatles, before that, two great songs in the Beatles double play. Twist and Shout came from the Please Please Me LP from 1963, and Money came from the album With the Beatles, also from 1963. Listen to this. Please Please Me was at number one in that year, or joint number one with the Beatles for 30 weeks, and With the Beatles was at number one, or joint number one with Please Please Me for 21 weeks. What an amazing record that is. Where are we going to go next? Well, every week I play you a B-side, an EP track, or an LP track. This week I've chose you a B-side, and we also, of course, have that brand new feature, a hit from the USA, and Leslie Gore is our American star this week. Between the 60s Classics and our hit from the USA, You Don't Own Me, made the top three for Leslie Gore in 1964. And this week we had a B-side, and Off the Hook is just a great B-side, and it's the B-side of Little Red Rooster, which made number one in the charts in 1964. The March of 62, next with the Big O.
Remembering the music of a great decade, the 60s.
KLM UK.
Capital Gold. Ba, 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 ba.
Sweeney 60s Classics with me, Mike Sweeney. Tons of great stuff from the 60s in the next hour. We've got those dance classics. We're going to rock back the clock, and we have the top three from 1960.
We've already said.
Celebrating 40 years of pop, this is your Millennium Station, London's 1548 AM, Capital Gold.
Sweeney 60s Classics, the second hour of the programme. We're going to rock back the clock. We've got a Beatles double play. We've got three great dance classics. And next, the top three from this day in 1960. Toppermost of the poppermost. This week in 1960, 39 years ago, Why from Anthony Newley. At number two, Poor Me, which was the follow-up to What Do You Want If You Don't Want Money, which made number one, by the way, for Adam Faith in the December of 1959. Poor Me would be at number one for Adam next week. And Running Bear from Johnny Preston would be at number one in the charts in 2 weeks' time. And when we've played you those monster hit records, and you just had three number ones from 1960, I get a real buzz out of playing you a minor hit record, a song that made the top 50 but missed out on the top 20. Well, this band that I'm going to play for you next were widely admired on Merseyside around 1962 and 63, and they really were the group's group, and yet this was their biggest hit record, getting no higher than 22 in the July of 1963 and spending 10 weeks on the charts for the big three.
By the way that you look, I love you.
Sweeney 60s classic with me, Mike Sweeney. By the Way was the minor hit this week for the Big Three, number 22 in 1963. The band were a real rocking rock and roll R&B band. There was only three of them. They made a tremendous sound. All the Merseybeat groups loved them. They hated that song. They felt that was in no way illustrative of the stuff that they were putting out at that particular time. It was written, by the way, by Mitch Murray, who I think co-wrote Jerry's How Do You Do It, and I think co-wrote I Like It as well. If I'm wrong, I'm sure you'll let me know about that. But the band themselves never achieved the potential that they expected, although the Merseybeat bands absolutely loved them because they could really deliver the business. Next, we've got three great top tens from 1969, 1967 and 1962, and then we rock back the clock with the mum and dad of the 60s, the 50s, back to 55.
More fun and great times for London. Capital Gold.
Aircheckdownloads.com.